This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so I'll tell you, this is looking to be a tricky week for some newly minted public companies. Shares of Angie's List, the consumer review site that had its IPO in November, tumbled nearly 16% yesterday after its lockups expired. I know, right about now you're saying, what's a lockup, Kai? Well, we'll tell you right after we mention that the lockup for Facebook, an oh-so-much-more famous freshly public company, ends tomorrow. Here's Queen of Kim with our lockup explainer.
On the day a company goes public, insiders, like employees and early investors, are not allowed to sell their stock. Their shares are locked up for anywhere from 90 days to a year. Tomorrow, the first of Facebook's stock restrictions expires. James Angel is a professor at Georgetown University's business school.
This is the moment of truth.
Facebook trades at about 70% of what it earns. Simply put, that means investors are betting that Facebook will make 70 times more than it does now. Angel says tomorrow, insiders will signal whether Facebook's going to hit that target anytime soon.
If they dump their shares as fast as possible, that says one thing.
It says people in the know don't think the company's growing fast enough. But if lots of insiders don't sell,
that sends a good signal.
It says Facebook's going to live up to expectation, and the stock price will keep moving up. Peter Wendell is the managing director of the venture capital firm Sierra Ventures. He says people read too much into lockups. If you look at the last 100 companies on the day their lockups expired,
I bet you 90 times out of 100, the price would be down that day.
Wendell's point, insiders will sell and Facebook stock will fall. Wendell says in volatile sectors like social media, it's not uncommon for a stock to fall up to 10% on the day a lockup expires. And that's not necessarily a no-confidence vote. I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.